You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Wednesday. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here. The big news out of the NFL. Quarterback change in Miami. Tua Tagovailoa to the bench. Quinn Ewers, rookie out of Texas, goes to the starting lineup. The Dolphins, if they don't cut Tua, I think, before June 1st, or if it is before June 1st, I think it's a $99 million dead cap hit. I think after June 1st, it's a little bit more palatable. But boy, oh boy, that is a tough road for them to go. I wonder about Indy. The reports after Daniel Jones went down for the year is that they were going to they were not going to sign him back. They were going to move off of him. I wonder if Indy's going to be a team that wants to make a move there, because I mean, but also, can you? You traded two first round picks for Sauce Gardner. Are you willing to trade even more picks for a guy who is just such a limited ceiling? I mean, such a limited ceiling. He's in the dome, though, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like. Oh, I don't know if Indy should take that risk.
No, I don't think they really should.
No, I would. You know what? That'll be a fun off-season topic, but it's not for right now.
No,
because
no.
You know what is for right now?
Primetime players.
Something that we had to punt to today, thanks to the Sabres making some moves and also having Jarmo Kekäläinen during our show yesterday. So
there are so many people out there that have been frustrated the last few days. Where is my reverse AFC power rankings? Where are my primetime players? And primetime players, by the way, sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. I'm sorry. It's been a little bit. I'm involved
We've
in
got
both.
It.
And I, one of them I definitely heard. I was gone.
Yes.
But the other one is just, well, the Sabres did.
Yeah,
we had to get to the Sabres.
I at least took care of business while you were gone with that one. But now it's good to have two sets of primetime players, as has been intended with the origination of this segment. Mm-hmm. Zach, I've got some honorable mentions here. I know that you do as well. I'll get it started on the ice with Colorado's Nathan MacKinnon. Not his first time being around here, but he's going to be on the honorable mentions this time, despite having a six-game point streak. 12 points in those six games, by the way. So he's popping off casual two per game, no big deal. But Nathan MacKinnon, one of the best there is out there. Surprise, surprise, one of the best players is on the primetime players.
I only have one honorable mention.
It's good that I started that.
Yeah, it's been a weird week. It's all NFL for me in the primetime players. College was a little bit off. I don't really care for the bowl games. I mean, we talked about that when I first came back, the first few bowl games. I'm like, I mean, cool. It doesn't mean I'm going to watch 25% or, you know, even 25% of them. I'm just going to kind of.
And this comes from the college football. I know. The college sports sicko.
You're going to get
this
me,
entire yeah, station.
You're going to get me with the FCS playoffs, all right?
I'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. We've got history coming
as
up this
if
weekend.
To back into my point.
We're going
to
talk about that tomorrow. We got some history coming up. But my one honorable mention actually is from basketball. I wanted to get something from last night because I make fun of the regular season of the NBA a lot. Not often on air, but in my personal life, I do. The NBA Cup championship was last night, and the Knicks won.
The most worthless thing in the
world.
And
I was like, I got to get somebody, but I'll throw him an honorable mention. OJ Anunoby, 28 points. The Knicks, they get to raise a trophy.
Sure.
It's the NBA Cup, and I think it's garbage, but they get to raise a trophy and maybe a banner.
Across the seas football are you doing? There's no point to this tournament at all.
There's really none.
There's none. There's no significance to it. Outside of the players playing, do people celebrate? Like, are Knicks fans in the streets right now because they won the NBA Cup?
So on that, I saw a picture, and it's just pictures, so it only tells some of the story. But it was Jalen Brunson, one of the best players in the NBA, the face of the Knicks, and he just has this and look on his face as he's got the hat on, the confetti's going, and I'm like, yeah, this does not mean a thing.
No, they don't care.
I mean, and we'll move on from the NBA here after this, but like realistically,
oh my God.
Is there any league that does a poorer job with their regular season than the NBA? Baseball, at least, until the end of time, will have this. Our records mean more than other records in sports.
Right.
Right, like that has always been a thing about baseball. Our regular seasons mean so much because of the records, the home run chase, the stuff going on with Judge from a few years ago. All of it matters. So you got that, even though it's 162 games. The NHL, I think, does a pretty darn good job because the cities that have teams watch them religiously. Mm-hmm. The NBA, you hear about how bad the ratings are, that they're coming up with in-season tournaments and then play-in games.
Changing the All-Star game.
For the playoff and the All-Star. Oh, the All-Star game. Yeah. I mean, just... I like the playoffs in the NBA. I legitimately,
I genuinely
do.
When Indiana went running.
Yeah, I genuinely do. The regular season is a brutal watch, and I respect anyone that is a diehard NBA franchise fan that sits through all 82 of those. I respect you so much.
Unreal. All right. Anyway, back to better things. This one does come with a loss, so typically this is how you end up on the honorable mentions. Arizona's Trey McBride. The guy as... one of the best tight ends in the National Football League. Free him from Arizona. Actually,
it's kind of Kyler Murray.
Hang on. I just thought of the potential consequences of my statement. Keep him in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that we can appreciate something from the Cardinals, I guess. I'm totally reversing my stance there because I just thought of, what if the Chiefs get him? Thanks, Derek. Yeah, I don't want to take any blame for that. So keep him in Arizona. Trey McBride, 12 catches, 134 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Didn't matter. They lost by 20.
Incredible. Now to the top five for me. I only had the one honorable mention. I mean, yep. Bride, though, is a really good shout, though. It's tough when it's a 20-point loss.
That's why it's got to be down there. I'm sorry. But, like, great stat line, great production. He's one of the best tight ends in the game, and yet they lose by 20. He's becoming Mike Trout.
Oh, that stings.
Buddy.
It's so true, though. So true, Queen. So true. On to number five for me. It is also in a loss. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Lions wide receiver, 13 catches, 164, and 2 touchdowns. I think a lot of that production, though, did come in the first half. The Rams really tightened up in the second half, although their secondary is probably one of their main weaknesses. They are able to score like the wind. I think they're only one of two teams that actually score at a higher pop than the Bills do. Stafford is playing at an MVP level. I would be totally fine if he gets the award. In some aspects, I'm even rooting for him because I want to see the guy in the Hall of Fame. And now that Allen's got his, I'm cool if he never wins another one. I want the Super Bowl. But I'm kind of rooting for Stafford. But Amon-Ra St. Brown continues to just be one of the best receivers in football. And sort of like just – he's one of like those prize jewels of this new age Detroit Lions that just seem to get everything right, even when they're not perfect.
Yeah, I think that it's really getting to a point with the Lions where it's getting a little frustrating for them.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing everything right, it seems, in some games, and then just something's going wrong. Or you're facing a great team, and you just don't have enough to get it done. Detroit might be one of the sadder stories of a team that misses the playoffs that really shouldn't.
And they got to hope now that Green Bay, they got to hope the Michael Parsons thing really does hurt Green
Bay. It does them in, yeah.
Because there's no other real route to get into the wild card. Seattle is the top wild card with 11 wins. San Francisco has 10, and Detroit, you have 8. I mean, you're 2 games out of the way. That's a lot with 3 games. It's a lot with 4 and 5 games left. It's a lot with 3.
All right, so number 5, I'm back to the ice, actually. We're doing a lot with
with some hockey here, and it's Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid. So I'd mentioned the 6-game point streak for Nathan MacKinnon, 12 points within that, and it's average of 2 per game. Connor McDavid has 15 points in his last 5 games, Zach.
Yeah, he's caught up to the leaders.
He's caught up to the leaders, but more impressively than that, Edmonton's 3-1-1 in that stretch, including, but not limited to, scoring a game-tying goal with 1.2 seconds left against the Buffalo Sabres and almost causing everyone to have a mental collapse.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts, and then the next 4 games from there, he has collected points, and he's averaging 3 points per game over his last 5. Sicko stuff from Connor McDavid.
And after, by the way, being out of a playoff spot for much of the beginning of the year and looking like a disaster, they are now in a playoff spot at the point. They're one of the Pacific leaders.
They're getting back, and they traded their mid-goalie for another mid-goalie, so we'll see what happens there.
Did you see that sad, you know, all of Edmonton is celebrating their win over Pittsburgh?
And
there's Skinner
sitting right next to him.
And I'm like, that's awful. I mean, like, it's one of those where a picture also tells a whole story.
Sorry, but if I lost the game and I'm standing in a net and the team is congregating over there, skate off the ice, dude.
Yeah, just go.
You're making it weird. I'm not making it weird celebrating a win. You're making it weird.
But it was one of those where then a pitcher tells the whole story. We talked about it with, you know, almost morbidly, but it really did. Mahomes being hurt and going down the tunnel, and you just see all the banners.
Yeah.
And it was like, that might be the moment the dynasty ends. To a lesser extent, here it is, Skinner, watching a team celebrate. He's the guy that's out. He's maybe the guy that's, you know, the crux of all their problems, or at least definitely the scapegoat. And here they are celebrating around him, like, oh.
He also let in 5 goals on 20 shots, almost proving the trade right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't do that.
But also, don't make it weird.
So
skate away.
Right.
Be a normal goalie taking the loss. Skate away.
So number 4 for you was Connor McDavid. Number 4 for me.
That was number 5.
Number 5 for you, yes.
So, right, number 4.
Number 4 for me, James Cook, who, I was somebody, I said during the offseason, and I wear it proudly, I really didn't love the idea of paying him long term. I like the contract ultimately. He has been worth every penny and more. 3 total touchdowns, over 100 yards on the ground in the comeback win over New England. And this is also in part kind of a season-long kind of spot on this list as well. He's right behind Jonathan Taylor as the rushing leader in the league. I think there's a real chance he is going to pass him. And there's also a real chance he could wind up with like 1,600 yards rushing. It's not a 2,000-yard season, don't get me wrong. But he's going to be an all-pro this year at running back. He has been incredible this year for the Bills. In a team that I do think lacks high-end talent, I know Greg Cosell talked about it, that cannot be said for Josh Allen and now, I think, definitively James Cook.
So 1,600-yard season, Zach?
Yeah.
That's less than 100 yards per game. He's at 14-15 right now.
Yes, he's going to eat.
So, we are threatening probably on 1,700 because of how proficient he is and the fact that the Bills like to run the football.
Yeah.
3 games left. You try to get 100 yards per game on that one, you're probably threatening for.
I think 2 of your 3 remaining opponents are going to be Cleveland and then the Jets. Eagles, you know, sandwiched in there. I mean, that's 2 teams where, you'll probably want to just run the ball to get the game going, get us out healthy.
And considering the Jets game has stakes for you, it might have stakes for you. I don't know.
In terms of the seeding, yeah.
So we'll see there. And I think they have to play it out unless the Bills lose their next 2 games. The Jets game means something.
Yeah.
So there's that. Number 4 for me, I'm going to stay on the ice one last time here with Detroit goaltender John Gibson. Zach, 2 shutouts and 6 wins in his last 6 starts.
Giddy up.
Nasty work here from John Gibson. The start of his win streak is a game where he wins 5-4 against Boston, so like it's not impressive. But from there, he kind of builds it up. 2 shutouts in this 6-game stretch for him as the Detroit Red Wings have re-entered the conversation as top of the Atlantic. Why? They're getting some good goaltending from John Gibson. They have a negative goal differential, Zach.
Oof.
And they're at the top of the Atlantic Division. Oh, my God, this Sabre season is so frustrating.
The Atlantic season as a whole is very frustrating.
They're in last place again.
Yep. Number 3 for me, I think my favorite receiver to watch in football, one of them, Puka Nacua.
Yep, there it is.
9 catches for 181. obviously instrumental in the win over Detroit. He also may have to get a little bit more of the lion's share tomorrow night against Seattle with Devontae Adams dealing with a hamstring injury. He's not playing. They didn't rule him out yesterday. He's not playing. That did not look good. He did not look good walking off the field. No shot. Puka Nacua, though.
Yeah, in a short week.
Before he got injured, by the way, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is having like the season at wide receiver, and I think he's also absolutely overtaken Jonathan Taylor's Offensive Player of the Year.
But before that,
Puka was on pace to have basically Cooper Kupp's season from a few years ago with Stafford.
Stafford locks into a guy and he loves him.
God, he loves
That's
him.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Puka Nacua, 9 for 181 and a win over Detroit. Such a good player.
I do wonder if this player is in your top three here because you like to talk about the moments.
Mm-hmm.
Tough opponent. Bo Nix against Green Bay, 23 of 34, 302 yards, 4 touchdowns in a win where they do have to mix it up offensively against a pretty good Green Bay defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the moment. You need to capture the moment, and that's one of them for me. Bo Nix in here at number three. Inconsistent as heck, but the man can stand up sometimes.
So he's number two for me.
There, he's number that two. Was easy.
He's number two for me. I will say, and I've wanted to say this because I've brought him up a few times when talking about Nix. Colin Coward, there is always a way to let you know how Denver's feeling about him. It's to listen to Coward. If you do watch or listen to the show or see his clips on Twitter. He is tight with Sean Payton.
That's right.
And early this year, he was bringing up the idea of, man, could Denver move off of Bo Nix? And that was during the period where he's like throwing a touchdown a game, not really doing anything offensively. Yep. They can't really get going.
It's like 150 yards or something.
This week, he's comparing him to John Elway.
Yep.
You know how Denver's feeling based on how Coward's saying it because that's what Sean Payton wants him to say. And yeah, I mean, you're right. It's the moment for me. It's over Green Bay. That's a huge win for them. It effectively sort of ends the one seed race, I think, for a lot of us. You know, it's not officially done, but it feels done. And I'll be honest, number one's going to be this too. Some of these young quarterbacks are really starting to establish themselves in the NFL. And have they done anything in the playoffs yet? No. But I think it's fair to start looking at them going, they might be more threatening than we're giving them credit for.
Interesting. All right, to wrap up number two here for me, it is Bills linebacker Matt Milano.
Yeah.
Milano, 10 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss in the win against New England. Those sacks were pretty timely, especially when in the first half, you're not going to stop at all, apparently. And the Bills flex their muscles as they do in the second half. They are the premier second half team. Matt Milano had a pretty good say in how things went defensively for this game, especially within the second half where the Bills come all the way back from a 21-0 deficit in the first half, and it's like, okay, thanks for the wild times. Please don't attack my hearts again. I know you're going to. It's going to be like 13-3 against Cleveland.
I just can't believe they still like basically extinguished the entire New England lead in like the first 6 minutes of the third quarter. I mean, by the time the fourth quarter starts, it's just a full-on close game.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable how they can do that.
It's objectively hilarious now. All right, Zach,
I'm going to keep tweeting through it, but like in reality, I'm kind of sitting there at halftime going, I'll turn it on. They're fine. I'm going to tweet through it. I'm like Nate. I'm going to tweet through it, but just give me a full 60 minutes, guys.
Sometimes I'm doing that too. Yep. I'm not as guilty of it sometimes, but I kept, like, once it was 14-0, I'm like, they're a second half team. They're a second half team. They're a second half team. Let me cope, people. They're a second half team. All right, Zach, what's number one?
Trevor Lawrence.
There it is.
He is playing at an incredible level.
Really, against the Jets, we're putting that at number one?
6 total touchdowns, 5 through the air. 330 yards passing, 51
on the ground. Is it really 6 touchdowns when it's against the Jets?
I know, right? Like, there's an asterisk
there. We have to prorate it.
It's like, it's 4, guys. Come on. Come on. But in all honesty, like, Lawrence is sort of what I was talking about with Bo Nix there, where right now the Bills wild card matchup would be at Jacksonville. Lawrence is playing at a really high level. That Jacoby Myers trade actually has meant a lot for them. They've been able to move Brian Thomas Jr. into a spot. I think Bashaun Tutin, though, they're going to be out there. He's going to be out, I think, for the rest of the year. I saw that yesterday, or at least for an extended period of time. But Lawrence is that quarterback. I said it to you off air, you and Nate off air on Sunday. He's the quarterback I look at in the AFC playoffs that could ascend, and we're all talking about him very differently. I think for many, Bo Nix will always be just high floor, low ceiling guy, even after performances like this. And I think that's totally fair. May, in some aspects, has already sort of ascended. I mean, that's why he's in MVP conversations. If Lawrence leads Jacksonville to an AFC championship, we are all talking about him very differently going into next year.
Yes.
Even if they just win a playoff game.
He becomes the prince that's promised.
Right.
From that 2021 draft class.
And the promise is finally being fulfilled. There have been moments with him. And Again, it is against the Jets, but he has been playing at a much, much better level over the last few weeks, really since the trade deadline and the acquisition of Jacoby Myers. And so Trevor Lawrence comes in at number one for me, 6 total touchdowns.
All right, time to wrap this thing up with a player that had such an incredible performance through his inconsistent career that he put up 7% of his all-time fantasy stats in one night.
Yep.
With 11 catches, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns, including one that is straight up butt cheek before elbow out of bounds, it's Kyle Pitts.
Just incredible.
I can't forget this kind of thing because of the fact that Kyle Pitts is one of the most infuriating players in football. So inconsistent. I mentioned how Trevor Lawrence, he might be becoming the prince that's promised. Kyle Pitts has never really been able to put that consistency together, be it scheme where Arthur Smith just wants Jonnu Smith doing everything and then sitting Kyle Pitts for things, or even nowadays where it's just sometimes he'll put the game together and then the next thing you know, he's got like one catch for 7 yards
right
in a game. But Kyle Pitts against Tampa Bay was a nightmare in what was probably one of the coolest uniform matchups that you'll see, by the way.
I know.
Aesthetically
so good.
Gorgeous, but Pitts had himself a fantastic night in primetime, and yeah, you can't ignore that kind of stat line for a primetime player's top spot.
I think, by the way, he's going to be a free agent this year.
This has been one of his better seasons. It's better to get in there on a high note.
I'm not saying for the Bills, but just in terms of...
Oh, yeah, no, the Bills have tight ends.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying for the Bills, but I think it'll be, you know, maybe curious to see what teams maybe want to do there, because if he's really finally showing off his potential, a lot of teams are going to run for that. A lot of teams will.
On the season, Pitts has 73 receptions, 797 yards. He has 3 of his 4 touchdowns on that Thursday night, Zach.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He is the biggest tease.
Incredible. Wonderful talent. You wonder if he's putting it together finally.
He has 3 of his 4 touchdowns in one game, Zach.
So maybe he's not. Maybe it really is just one game. we'll see.
When I say 7% of his fantasy football career totals, I mean 7% of his entire football career's totals.
Yeah, it wasn't hyperbole.
That was real.
It's incredible.
Through his 5 seasons in the National Football League, he put up 7% of his production in one night.
Oh.
This is his best season since his rookie year, though. But he's never really been one to catch touchdowns.
No, never.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, if he catches one more touchdown this season, they will have gone up by 1 each year.
Oh, now I do want that to happen just because it'll be cool.
Because he has 1, 2, 3, 4, and now 4 in 14 games.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Only 1 touchdown is allowed for Kyle Pitts for the rest of the year.
Yes.
But with that, that is our primetime players. We'll have that tweeted out in a little bit as well. But primetime players, as it always is sponsored by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal.
803-0550, the number to call. We've got big news in the NFL with the benching of Tua Tagovailoa.
I feel like it's a 4 on the 10 for me.
It's more just the starting quarterback getting benched, I think, for me. Like, whenever that happens, I always think it's big.
I saw it as an inevitability.
Probably true.
Yeah. Like, this one really doesn't hit me on the scale that much.
The dead cap hit, though. That is going to sting.
That will, if they move on from him, be a bigger deal.
And also, we have news from Sabres practice as Michael Kessering was spotted at practice. I don't know if it was in a non-contact.
See, that's a 7 out of 10.
That's a 7 out of 10. Incredible. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Phenomenal. Just his mindset. Let's start there. You know, he's embraced a role that maybe he wasn't his initial goal, perhaps, right? And yet at the same time, he saw an opportunity and he took advantage of it, which I think is really, really cool to see. He's taken a lot of pride in doing well. And that kickoff return team, as you know, up until, I don't know, guesstimating 4 or 5 weeks ago, we hadn't had much in terms of field position. But of late, those guys are doing a phenomenal job, Coach Tabor, Coach West, and that kickoff return team overall. And then Ray's mindset has been top shelf and very impressed with the game yesterday and how that helped us field position-wise. That was big.
There's Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott speaking to the media from earlier this week, talking about Ray Davis and a new weapon they seemingly found in him.
It seems like it. I have really been impressed with how he's been doing with the kick returns as of late, especially because this team has needed a bit of jolt within that. Their field positioning was amongst the worst in football through the first half of the season. And then Ray Davis decides, no, I'm the kick returner now.
Yeah, he leads the NFL with 32.4 yard kick return average. And,
yeah.
And it really does feel like he's a weapon. It really does. Which is great for him because most of this year,
he's been very quiet.
I tweeted it, over the weekend on Sunday. You know, ultimately, his season has been a huge disappointment. This has been a great find. Like for him to take advantage of this and to do it this well up to this point has been great. It does feel like at some point he's going to return one. It really does. I don't know if he's got the breakaway speed necessarily, but I don't care if that means they're going to start drives on like their own 35 or 40 yard line.
If he's utilizing his vision, I'm happy for it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there were a couple times that Ty Johnson really irritated me. Mm-hmm. He ran without really letting his blockers set up, and Ray Davis was actually his lead, and it's a swing pass to the left side. And Ty Johnson just goes. And he doesn't let Ray Davis really set up and try to position himself to get a block in there. I think there's probably two or three more yards that could have been gained on that sort of play. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Ty Johnson, what are you doing, man?
Right.
And there were a couple times where Ty Johnson just like kind of infuriated me with that. A little bit of less vision than I expect him to have.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Ray Davis on the kick returns right now, if he's seeing it and he's hitting it, you don't have to do every time. Like, we don't need a house call every time. But that was big in Houston. That kept him in that game, especially a game where offensively they were frustrated.
Yeah.
That kick return touchdown literally allows them to stay in that thing. But New England, what's he do? Flips the field twice in a game where you needed every point possible. After that poor of a start,
mm-hmm.
How's it get started? Ray Davis takes the second half kickoff, puts it to midfield. And you let the team that adjusts the best in the NFL have half the field to go?
Right, get that start. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch. And it felt initially like it was like, oh, cool. Like, this is a little spot thing. Good for him. Now it keeps going. Now I'm sitting here not getting that mad that he's actually not going to be the Bills kicker on Sunday. Because if we didn't have this going, I'd be like, guys, we have our kicker. We have our kicker. Or be brave, just go for two every time.
Could you ever have like a kicker and kick returner? What in the high school football is that?
When the game was pure. 803-0550.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The number to call, let's go to the phones here real quick. Steve is up next. Steve, how are we doing, man?
Hey, guys. My thing I took away from that Patriots game that kind of made me most concerned was the end of that last offensive series. It was such a great comeback. And then I still kind of had that, like, it still just felt gross the way that they got really conservative. And, you know, you gave them a chance. They're one off, you know, one pass interference penalty away from being down the field and losing that game after all the work they put in. And secondly, you know, McDermott got a little weird with the, you know, midfield punts and I think it was like a 4th and 4 or something. But
yep.
I think he does that when he doesn't really think the other offense, or not that Drake May has booty cheeks, but I think when he doesn't feel that threatened, he's going to punt it from midfield. And if you're playing Mahomes or Burrows or the Ravens, he's going for that.
Right, and he openly acknowledged
that. That's kind of my McDermott theory.
Yeah, he openly acknowledged that. Steve, thanks for the call. Like, the last year of the Chiefs game, he kind of hinted at it outright that, like, I mean, look who's on the other side.
I think May,
we're gonna end the game here.
I think May has now entered a little bit of that discussion, that he will be that in future years, and the Bills will have to take that just as seriously.
Yeah. We didn't get to talk about this game too much because of the Yarmo stuff, but
we didn't really at all.
I don't disagree really with Steve on much. My only thing with the fourth downs, I thought that said more about how McDermott felt about the offense at the time than the opposing team's defense.
Yeah, the Bills offensively in the first half.
Yeah, less so on the final drive where they just ran, punt. I don't disagree. I never like that. Keep the ball in Josh Allen's hands. Get a first down. Get out of here.
But you don't fall down 21-0 because your offense is doing good.
Right. My biggest issue, though, in that game was the fact that, and this has happened a few times this year, McDermott, for the most part in his career, has been very correct on fourth down. I don't want to just say aggressive, but correct. Like, the analytics say go for it, he's probably going for it. This year has been a little bit of a tone flip for him at times. And that first half kind of showed it where, yeah, like ultimately, and I've heard people call and talk about this kind of endlessly at this point, but the 3rd and 15 screen pass and they don't go for it on 4th and 4. You know, what are we doing here? Why throw the screen pass on 3rd and 15? That's probably some kind of miscommunication between Brady and McDermott. But even still, like, there were points where you're down 14-0 and you're bailing water at this point. You got to get anything going, and your best weapon, your best player on the team, regardless of position, is your quarterback, which is a godsend. That's what you want. And instead, they punted away at times. It felt like early they were conceding the game. They end up coming back, obviously, and winning it, and they're incredible in the second half. But when they're down 21-0, it did feel like at times they were conceding the game.
Their third punt, right before they fall down 21-0, which is at the New England 41, which is what Steve was talking about, it is 4th and 8 at the 41-yard line, and Joe Brady had just called a bubble screen on 3rd and 15. There was no setup to make fourth down a triable process. It was bubble screen to the offensive right, see if Shakir can take it somewhere. He doesn't even get to halfway there, and we're trusting 4th and 8 on a drive where you did okay, but the drive before that you lost 5 yards total. It was also at said time of punt, the Bills had less passing yards than anybody in this conversation right now. You and I had more passing yards, net passing yards, than the Bills had when they made their third punt of the day. They had minus one. Mm. Why are you going for it on 4th and 8 at the 41-yard line? Yeah, it's the New England 41-yard line. How dare you? Have you seen them right now at that moment?
Well, and it's my thing is I saw that as Tim just having zero faith at the time in the offense. Again,
yeah.
Again, they come back around and it winds up being just fine. They're a wagon in the second half offensively. But yeah, I mean, but then also, like, I think
it's not the wrong call. It's not the wrong call because of the fact that they have minus one mm-hmm. net yards passing. They punt it and it's downed at the 6. All logic should dictate that you actually should be coming away with this just fine. No, New England rips off a 94-yard touchdown to make it 21-0, and everyone's like, okay, so this game's over. Logically, yes, it's on the New England 41. That's the moment that you're like, it's 4th and 8. We have not been getting the ball moving at all. This is not the time to do this. You think logic would dictate you play the field position battle on this and you have an opportunity to get back into a groove. Obviously, the defense did not do their part in that, and all of a sudden you're down 21-0. The first one, I can get behind. It's 4th and 5. You have a chance. You know, like, it's the first drive of the game, and you have pretty good field position. It's your first drive of the game, and you mm-hmm. field position. The defense just got ran over. Do it then. Don't do it with that other one.
It's fair. Ultimately, ended up working out for him, though.
Yeah,
which is
of
nice.
Course.
Which,
yeah, it's nice. But I will say, if I'm going to be critical on that sort of thing, I'm going to go after one, but not the other, because the other had enough evidence stacked at it at that point that you're like, I don't want you doing this.
Yeah,
actually,
I don't need this right now.
I don't need to give the ball to New England at the 41-yard line. Granted, at the 6, they still did the same thing, but it shouldn't.
Yeah. On Steve's other point, the effectively last drive.
The Bills
do get it back with about 1:47 left. It's effectively just running and then kneeling out. But their last one with about 5 minutes left, I do agree. I wish they were more aggressive there. There's 5 minutes left. You're only up 4. The fact that you ran 3 straight times, especially with the second down run only being for 1 yard with Ty Johnson or with James Cook. Look, I spoke glowingly about Cook. It's not really about him. And it's just more of keep them off balance. It's 2nd and 5. I'm happy throwing the ball there. I'm more than happy throwing the ball to try to get the first down. And and again, there's still around 4.5 minutes left there. It's not going to end the game there. It's not going to kill it. They end up having to do that later on where, again, they run the ball 3 straight times. But for 2 straight drives with 5 minutes left, you don't throw the ball once. It's picking and prodding it ultimately a win. I know that. But it is something to... But that is where you will get got by quarterbacks who, I mean, I mentioned the AFC playoffs. Mm-hmm. I wonder about Trevor Lawrence. Is he starting to have his moment? Bo Nix, even. Is he starting to have his moment? You don't want to give those guys another chance. You just want to snuff the air out. Drake May, I think, has already gotten to that role. And look, they did beautifully on that drive where it's a short completion to Mac Hollins. It ultimately ruled a sack by Rousseau, then incomplete to Henderson, and an incomplete to Diggs.
So
it's a defended pass by Joey Bosa, but incomplete to Diggs.
But the big thing here is, I think logically, you do have to do things that are right sometimes and not the aggressive thing. Sometimes you have to do that. Because what is not mentioned in that final, that second to last drive there is, they make New England burn timeouts. You need those because you're not trailing by 3. You need a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And the way the Bills' defense is playing in the second half, you have more faith in them. Because you've made your adjustments. You have frustrated them. Outside of one stupid long run where Rousseau is playing the edge and he gets kind of caught on the inside because an offensive lineman comes back over late and seals him off, and Drake May has to sprint down the field to make the block on Trey White. It's outside of one play, literally one play, you stifled the New England offense from there.
And that one, I will say though, that one play,
that one play
time,
was electric.
At the time, that was such a wind out of the sails kind of moment. They had just taken the lead 28-24. Yeah. You're thinking, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, where you essentially took the game back in the third quarter. By the start of the fourth quarter, you take the lead. I'm not going to lie to you, Derek. At the time, for me, it felt like, oh, they're going to win this game by 10.
But then
they're going to effectively, quote unquote, blow them out. And then the Henderson run happens, and it ends up having to be a close game. But at the time, I was like, this is how they're going to win? But it's not even just it, like a last second fourth quarter like Baltimore or even like Cincinnati. It's instead they're going to run away with it in the fourth quarter. They ultimately don't, but they do get the win.
They have two drives that have negative yards in the second half. This is when you kill clock. Like, this is when you put faith in them. And you live and die by the decision. It's not always... The conservative decision is not always a bad decision. There are times where it is right. There are times where it is actually smart. It is times where it is logical. That is one of them. Like I said, torch them for the first punt. You got off to a poor start, and that didn't help. You weren't quick enough to grab the challenge flag at the beginning for Kayshon Booty. You could have flipped the game on its head a little bit. New England probably doesn't score a touchdown there. They actually have to punt it to you because it was third down. And then you could start the game with 0-0 when you get the football first. Or by the time you get the football.
Yeah.
This is where you do it. Because outside of one play, you had them for the entirety of the second half.
I just wish
And it was one play.
It was one play.
Because, ready? First drive of the second half. Three and out. Losing 6 yards. Second drive of the second half for New England. Interception. Then there's that play. The next drive, they have 3 yards for three plays for minus 7 yards. And then the Bills run it three straight times, make New England kill their timeouts. They need a touchdown. And all of a sudden, you're probably not running the football, are you?
Right. You're probably done. I'm not being selfish. I'm not asking for a full game from the defense. Just three quarters.
And that's
just give me three quarters.
But they gave you two.
They gave me two, and they gave me two wonderful ones.
Yeah.
So, I just need
three. But that's my thing.
Just give me three, and I can really start buying in.
But that's where I'm at. Sometimes conservative and logical football is not wrong. It is contextual. And I didn't disagree with it. Ready? If there's something that I'm going to come to gripes with on Buffalo's last offensive drive, it's execution.
Yeah. How
many times, though, have the Bills run the football when a team damn well knows they're running the football and they still get it done?
And it works, yeah.
So there's where I'd put my gripe in. You're making them call their timeouts. You're making them have to use their resources, and they can't win it with a field goal. They can't tie it with a field goal. They have to score a touchdown, and you put them in a situation where they're actually playing into your strength, which is the passing game.
Yeah. Join WGR and Bud Light for a Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. Shelton Bulldog going to be broadcasting live on Friday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Draft Room downtown. We'll have your chance to enter and win a Josh Allen jersey. No purchase necessary. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. We'll take a quick time out. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
GR. Wrapping up hour number 2 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Coming up in just a little under 10 minutes, Sabres Live. Jarmo Kekäläinen hired as GM. Michael Kesering seen as practice as well. So a lot of stuff going on there in Sabres Land. They'll have you covered here in just a little bit. But before we get out of here, we'll go back to the phones. Dan is up next. Dan, how we doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Two quick questions. First, Coleman. I was interested in your thoughts on how he played. From my observation, it felt like his performance was better, and do you think, you know, from your skilled eyes, you saw some improvement there? I'm not saying he's turned it around, but is what you saw encouraging? And the second question is about Cook. You know, during that offseason, there was a lot of discussion about how much he should be paid and whether we're overpaying for him. And, you know, revisionist history. I mean, did we get a great deal with what we pay, what we're paying him now? That's it. Thanks for taking the call, and happy holidays.
Dan, happy holidays to you as well, and thanks for the call. I'll say on Keon, I saw a block, and that's really about it. Yeah. I don't think he's offering anything as a wide receiver. I think you'll get the same, if not more, from Gabe Davis. It's a shame, but I think it's where it is. And then Cook.
You're getting the same really out of Tyrell Shavers.
Right, absolutely. So. And then on Cook, I think, you know, as much as many of us complained about the contract or maybe just didn't want to see it, I think he's been worth the money.
He's been worth everybody.
Yeah, I think he's nailed that.
Dan, appreciate the call, and keeping it on the quick because we got to get ourselves going. But before we do, a reminder that Tailgate Trivia is back, presented by Total Sports Enterprises Buffalo. Listen during every Bills pregame for your chance to call and answer the trivia question. And if you do, you win autographed Bills merchandise courtesy of TSE Buffalo. Zach, we got to get the heck out of here. So with that, we'll be back in tomorrow.
Do we have any games tonight? Anything coming on tonight?
No. It's a Wednesday, man.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Nothing. No Sabres action tonight. They're probably, back on the ice tomorrow.
It's probably a bowl game.
Yeah, but
I'll get there.
Why don't you get the show out of here, Zach?
Everyone have a great rest of your day. Sean McDermott speaking with the media right now. Sal Capaccio will have you covered at Sal Sports over on Twitter. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, have a great rest of your day. Sabres Live up next. This is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.